For the remainder of the season, construction around M&T Bank Stadium will cause some road closures and create some new traffic patterns on game day. To see if your route to the stadium needs a little modification, please go to BaltimoreRavens.com/street closures to see all of the changes.
Defense won this game. Defense led the way, all right? This is for the defense, Coach Pease. Come on.
An always wonderful moment post-game, Dean Pease getting the game ball from John Harbaugh, his defense on the field for 91 snaps in overtime to beat the Bengals. Welcome to Game Plan Defense, joined by Dean Pease. Now you face a Chicago Bears team that is one of the most high-scoring teams in all of football, tremendous skill position players. What's the basic precepts of a Mark Trestman offense?
Well, they're going to establish the run. Forte is a heck of a back. He's ranked real high in rushing, and he's very, very high in total yards from scrimmage because he's also a very good receiver. He's got 40 catches. Along with that, they got two real good wideouts that have got 60 catches and 47 apiece, and then a tight end that's got 40 catches. So it's really balanced run pass, and they really mix it up very, very well.
And they use their personnel in some unique, unusual, and interesting ways.
They do. One of the plays here that I pulled up, Larry, was really kind of a misdirection a little bit. You know, this is 17 now. Jeffords coming across here in motion, and then what they'll do is hand him the ball and really fake Forte on the run. And you can see they got Washington right here and got him kind of out-leveraged, and he cuts it up in there for a real nice gain. Okay, then what they do is, you can see it again from the end zone, but they fake the run off of this hand sweep. And again, a good skill player getting around the edge. And their wide receivers do a good
right?
Yeah, and their wide receivers do a good job of blocking downfield. So now he just gives a little different formation like everybody does in the league. Runs the same thing, snaps the ball with him going across, but now instead flips the ball outside to Forte. Now the one thing that is real different about this offense than almost all the offenses, they run the ball outside more than any team in the NFL. And right there, that's a pretty good run right there against Green Bay Packers. And they run toss sweep, they run the flip play, they run the hand sweep. Probably more outside plays than, like I say, anybody that we've faced for a long time.
Well, you know you're going to get McCown. He's an 11-year veteran backup. He's not a kid coming off the bench. How much different do they look on tape, Cutler versus McCown?
Well, if you watch the Green Bay game, which he played the whole game, not much. He played half the Washington game, not much. I mean, you're talking about somebody having a lot of confidence. Bring him in last week in a two-minute drill against Detroit, and he goes right down the field and scores. The guy is a seasoned veteran. I have a lot of respect for him. The guy's very mobile in the pocket, got a great command of the offense, so I don't see him changing a whole lot.
And Marshall's been targeted more than any other receiver in the league, not named A.J. Green or Johnson. Back to you, Jerry Sandusky.
Thank you, Larry. Dean Pease knows winning on the road in the NFL requires military precision. This month, the NFL has its salute to service, and this week, Ravens players went out of their way to make sure servicemen and servicewomen felt a very special welcome home to Baltimore.
Homecoming. The ultimate dream for any member of our armed forces, stepping off that plane and into the arms of those that love you best. This is Operation Welcome Home Baltimore at BWI Airport. 250 members of the armed forces home for the holidays, greeted by their loved ones and the Baltimore Ravens. A half dozen Ravens made it an extra special welcome home for those who wear the uniform of service as well as those who wear the purple and black.
It's always a special event to be able to come back and share this experience with them and support them for all that they've done for us and the sacrifices that they've made for us. It's the least we can do, and it puts more of a smile on our face than it does them, and we're just so thankful to have them and for their for what they do for all of us.
Still to come, a man who keeps more than Ravens fans engaged. Kicker Justin Tucker joins us when Ravens Report returns.